impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
Hi, Steve here. The Earth is not a spinning ball. And NASA knows it, the UN knows it, and the elites of this New World Order know it. By the way, Google YouTube knows it too. That's why they go to great lengths to continue with their blue box below this video to tell you that if you believe that, you're as dumb as the people of old were. You know, those cavemen? You can look at a map of the flat Earth made by Gleason's World Map Company in 1893, and you'll notice the UN has the same exact design on their logo. It's only the people of the world who have believed the lie that's been told to them since they were children. And now their cognitive dissonance will not allow them to believe what the Word of God says clearly about the earth. Let's look at the scriptures in the very beginning, when God created earth. Look at what it says in Genesis. I'll read this from the Complete Jewish Bible, and then we'll go through several verses, and I'll use both the Complete Jewish Bible and the King James Version so you know we're not just looking at one translation. I just wanted to let everybody know that My Patriot Supply is again offering the $200 off on their 3-month emergency food kit. So now's the time to get it. If you haven't got it before, you can get 3 months of emergency food for each member in your family for $200 off. Just go to preparewiththinkaboutit.com for your $200 off savings. And if you order today before 3 p.m., it'll ship out the same day. $200 off still from My Patriot Supply. So now's your chance to get some great survival food. If you need it. God said, let there be a dome in the middle of the water. Let it divide the water from the water. God made the dome and divided the water under the dome from the water above the dome. That is how it was. And God called the dome sky. So there was evening and there was morning a second day. God said, let the water under the sky be gathered together into one place. And let dry land appear. And that is how it was. God called the dry land earth, the gathering together of the water he called seas. And God saw that it was good. We look in the King James Version, and it just calls the dome the firmament in the midst of the waters. But it also says the same things, and let it divide the waters from the waters. So that's the only difference between the King James and the Complete Jewish Bible, is the wording of a dome or firmament. 1 Chronicles 16:30, the world is firmly established, immovable, immovable, that it be not moved in the King James. A spinning globe is not immovable. 1 Samuel 2:8, for the earth's pillars belong to the Lord. On them he has placed the world. King James, for the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. Isaiah 11:12. Four corners of the earth, it says. From the four corners of the earth. Isaiah 40:22. He who sits above the circle of the earth, for whom its inhabitants appear like grasshoppers, stretches out the heavens like a curtain, spreads them out like a tent to live in. King James says almost the same exact thing. So we're talking about upon the circle of the earth. So you could say that the earth is a circle or in a circle, but it doesn't mean it's a sphere or a globe. Job 26:7 says, he stretches the north over chaos and suspends the earth on nothing. Think about that. King James, he stretches out the north over the empty place and hangs the earth upon nothing. Job 28:24, for he can see to the ends of the earth and view everything under heaven. Job 37:18, can you with him spread out the sky? Hard as a cast metal mirror? The King James even says, hast thou with him spread out the sky which is strong, and like a molten looking glass. Psalms 93:1. The Lord is king, robed in majesty. The Lord is robed, girded with strength. The world is well established. It cannot be moved. King James says the same thing. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Psalms 104:5. You fixed the earth on its foundations, never to be moved. King James, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be moved forever. And Revelation 7:1 says, after this I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth. Four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. Both versions say, you can have four corners on a circle. It doesn't have to be a rectangle or a square to have corners. But you cannot have four corners on a globe or a sphere. The earth is not a planet. It's not a spinning globe. It's not a sphere chasing the sun at 1,037 miles per hour. But it is what the Bible says it is. And I have so-called believers asking the question, what does it matter whether I believe what NASA says about the earth or whether I believe God's word? Well, I'm going to tell you why it matters. First of all, if you don't believe God's word about his creation, you probably will find places and things to not believe him about other than this. But here's the real reason why it matters. If you believe the lie of NASA and Satan, then you'll believe that we're another spinning globe, a spinning planet, just one of millions in a galaxy, and therefore there must be other races and creatures on other planets. But if the earth is in reality what God's word says it is, then we are the center of God's creation. And aliens are not coming from outer space. They're coming from right here on this earth. They're coming from the heaven we call the sky, and they're coming from where they exist in the heavenlies. The Apostle Paul told us in Ephesians chapter 6, we're not struggling against human beings, but against the rulers, authorities, and cosmic powers governing this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. I hear too many people say,
why would they lie to us? Why would NASA lie to us? Why would the government lie to us?
They have many reasons why they lie. One is to make more money from you. One is to cover up what they're really doing. And the other reason is because it's what Satan wants them to do. And he is the ruler of this world, as Jesus told us in John chapter 12, verse 31. The thing even Christians don't understand is that the devil hates you. He hates Israel. He hates everything God has created. And in these last days, he will do everything he can to cause men with evil hearts to destroy men and the earth. He hates humanity, and he's equipping mankind to do his will in rebellion against God. Those who also hate God will do Satan's will during these last days. James 4:4 says, don't you understand that loving the world is hating God? Whoever chooses to be the world's friend makes himself God's enemy. When you believe the world's testimony about anything instead of God's testimony, you've deceived yourself. If you believe that the earth is just a spinning globe, then explain to me how they can spray us with chemtrails, geoengineered aerosol spray, and have it linger and fall from the sky. If we were spinning at 1,037 miles an hour, how's that possible? If the earth is a spinning globe, then how is it that some days you can go outside and there's no air moving at all, still? And other days, there are strong winds. Just like the Apostle Paul said to the Romans, let God be true and every man a liar. God would be true even if everyone were a liar. The angel told Daniel, many will rush here and there as knowledge increases. I see two things happening right now. People are rushing here and there. We have illegal immigrants coming from all over the world. Same thing in Europe. Same thing all over the world. They're all migrating. And also knowledge is increasing. People are beginning to see things for what they really are. Chapter 12, the last chapter in Daniel, makes it very clear that there will be a time of distress unparalleled between the time they became a nation and that moment. The angel told Daniel, "Your people will be delivered. Everyone whose name is found written in the book. Many of those sleeping in the dust of the earth will awaken, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting shame and abhorrence. But those who can discern will shine like the brightness of heaven's dome, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again, if you didn't hear me the first time. You've been lied to your entire life by this world system. This is why the Apostle John said, "Do not love the world or the things of the world. If someone loves the world, then love for the Father is not in him, because all the things of the world, the desires of the old nature, the desires of the eyes, and the pretensions of life are not from the Father, but from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does God's will remains forever."